Talktainment Radio, worldwide sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalktainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show, dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Here we go. I'm in the stairway to heaven. Here we go. Walking the road of ecstasy. Of this old world off my shoulders.
We got a great subject that we're going to talk about tonight. Our subject tonight will be on speaking in tongues in the church. Are we supposed to do it? Can we do it? God allows us to do it. Are we doing it the right way? So we want you to join in on this conversation with us. Call us at 1-877-932-9766 and talk about this situation. There's a lot of conferences about this subject, speaking in tongues. That means speaking in different languages. When someone come into the church, they hear all this talking and this gibbering. They don't understand it. So what is our concept on that? So here today, the ladies and I are going to break it down to you on why and how we are to conduct ourselves in the church on speaking in tongues. Evangelist Terry Ellison, what's your theory on that?
Well, God gave numerous gifts to all of his disciples. And speaking in tongues is a gift that he has given someone, and he's given an interpreter that goes along with people speaking in tongues to tell the congregation what thus saith the Lord to edify the whole church. Everybody's not to speak in tongues, and everybody's not to be an interpreter. There's, like I said, numerous gifts that God does give each and one of us to a gift that we can either be a teacher, a preacher, evangelist, a minister, plus other gifts that he gives. To all of us to have. But speaking in tongues is really a gift, and we need an interpreter when there are someone in the church speaking in tongues to be able to, like I said, to edify the congregation. If the congregation doesn't know what God is telling the person that is speaking in tongues, when they're cheated out of what God has told the person that has the gift for speaking in tongues.
Well, for, 1 Corinthians 4:2 says that speaking in tongues is a form of prayer. Speaking in tongues is a form of praise. Speaking in tongue is to also edify yourself and the connection that you have with the Lord. Now, some people today, they don't believe in it, but you know that it says in the scriptures that when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, then you will begin to speak in tongues. In tongues is just to a communication between you, God, and the Holy Spirit. And so when you see people in church speaking in tongues, people will say, well, does that come all the time? Does it come sometime? Well, what I have found out through my reading with the Lord, the people that do get the Holy Spirit of speaking in tongues, yes, absolutely, they can speak at any time.
When it's speaking in tongues, there has to be an interpreter in there to tell the congregation what God has told the person that was having the spirit and connecting with God. There's, if no interpreter is in the church to tell the congregation is being cheated. That's why God says it has to be an interpreter in there to tell the church what he has told to the person that he gave the Holy Spirit to talk.
All right, thank you for that. We'll be right back after we hear this song from the McDonald Sisters. You have to give it up. Let's hear this song from the McDonald's. And we'll be right back with you.
You need to give it up.
That when you walk into a church, especially an unbeliever, when they walk into a church and they see people talking a language that has no kind of, makes any kind of sense, to them, that's confusion. Okay? But if you're a believer and you know about speaking in tongues, it's different. But if you're an unbeliever, they don't understand it. So, that's called confusion to them, which God is not about confusion. So he says, you must have someone to interpret it. Yes. Someone asked me the question the other day about this. What if 5, 6, 7, or 8 people are speaking in tongues? Who interprets? According to the Bible, someone should interpret, but here's the thing. If there's a lot of people that are speaking in tongues and nobody's interpreting it, the people, unbelievers, are getting confused. The people that are speaking in tongues, now here's the part that people don't understand. You have the will to stop and allow one or two people to speak it so that they can be interpreted so that the confusion do not stay. So we as believers know that if you're filled with the Holy Spirit, it will conduct you, tell you what to do. But what happens, and I've seen this in many churches, everybody's speaking in tongues. Everybody's jumping up and down. That's not God. God is not like that. He's about peace. He's about surrendering what your will to him. But when you let your flesh come over you and you're loud and you're screaming, you're jumping, nobody's getting what they really need. That unbeliever is confused. They get up and they walk out the door because you just confused them. So we got to be very careful when we say we're speaking all these tongues within the body of Christ. So as the Spirit leads you, that's when you do it. And he will lead you. But a lot of times what's happening, the people are not listening. All they're doing is emotion, and they're letting the words come out, and everybody's going around, jumping around. That's not God. So we want to tell the people the right way to do it. Get to your scriptures. Go into Acts 2 and find out when they talked about when the Holy Ghost came upon them. They all were speaking in tongues, but they had someone there to tell them what they were talking about, interpreting it. That's what it's all about. So we got to continue to listen to that and continue to go with that.
And one thing people too have to realize is that these are gifts that God gives. He gives gifts to interpreter to be able to right. tell the congregation what thus has said the Lord to the person that is having the Spirit on them. So it's studying the Bible. We sometimes don't understand what God is really saying. This is why we have Sunday school. This is why we have Bible study. Then this is why you should have time each day to spend with our Father to understand what He's saying.
That's right.
If we don't understand, then you go to Him and ask Him. Then you do study on it, and that helps you to be elevated into what He is saying. But He's given everybody a gift. And some of our gifts, people don't even know that they have them. They don't even know that how to use what they got as a gift that God has given them.
And you're right. There are different gifts.
Yes.
There's a gift of prophecy. There's
yes.
a gift of healing. There's a gift of miracles. There's interpretation of tongues.
Yes.
There's a discernment of a spirit.
Yes.
There's all kinds of gifts. So you have to ask the Holy Spirit,
yes.
which is our helper, what do I have? What has you get? What do I need to do? What gift do I have? And then when you ask Him what gift, He will show you that gift. And then you gotta manifest that gift. You gotta help to get that gift to get stronger as the years go by, and it will. And you'll be able to do what God's telling you to do.
And one of the gifts that He's given us is a real big gift. And it's a gift that He stands on to give us to stand on. That is love one another. And that's the gift, to learn how to love others, not to love them for what they can do, for what they got. You love them. That is His commandment. Love one another. And that's
right.
a gift.
Exactly. Exactly. We got to keep going as far as knowing. You know, this generation that's coming up, God has said to me, I don't know, every day He talks to me about it, He said, they need to know the truth. They've been talked about, showed different things that's not right, and I can't get in the midst of it. I can't even be in the church. He's not even in there. But once they learn the truth, then I can come and dwell with them. I can come and teach them and show them what needs to be done. Praying in the Spirit, that's an awesome gift.
Yes.
When you pray in the Spirit, people don't realize that, you go straight to God, straight to God. You say, well, how do you pray in the Spirit? When you pray in the Spirit, you let go of self, because you got to let this go. You got to let this body go. You got to let this flesh go. And you pray and say, Lord, I need You to hear me, and pray within your spirit, not your flesh, not your mouth, in your spirit. We all got a spirit. Pray within that, and God will hear you. He will answer you. But there's so much controversy going on within the body of Christ, some churches, where they let the people do whatever they want to do, and then when they walk out, they say, oh, I was speaking in tongues, I was doing that. No, you weren't. You were doing a lot of jibber-jabber.
Yes.
Let's get real. It's time to get real. In these last days, God is telling us we need to get real with it.
And
it's time out for us playing these games, doing what we think we're getting away with, and we're not. Be real, because He's on His way. He's coming, and we need to get real.
You know, God's word says we can ask anything
in His name. Right.
We also know that we have to stay up under His authority. We sleep. We get tired. We get hungry. We do all these things. But Satan is constantly on the move.
Yes.
And so when we're doing things that's not in an orderly way, he has his time to be able to slip in there and sidetracked us all the way down the line.
Absolutely.
And he will mess with your mind.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he'll mess with your heart. He'll make you eviler more than what you already was. So we have to be very careful of what we're in leadership as up under the authority of God,
yes.
We got to know what to know to say when we read about certain things so we can give it to the people that don't know. I don't know everything. Nobody in this room knows everything.
That's right.
But God can direct us how to do what he ordains us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then for him to ordain him to do what we want to do or what we think we want to do, he has to choose you. He got to fill you with the Holy Spirit to
exactly.
do what you got to do. We are his body. And our body needs to be up under the authority, our hands, our feet, our eyes, our ears.
Everything,
he uses
everything.
All of us.
Yes.
And all of our parts of our body to do what he needs done. So in order for us to do that, we got to do a lot of studying. We got to be up under his authority. Mm-hmm. We got to go to different places that is teaching the word. The churches, not the places. The churches, we got to be in a good Bible study class. We got to be in mm-hmm. Sunday school. We have to do all these things in order to be what he wants us to be and to do his work.
Absolutely.
So
absolutely.
Then we have to have phenomenal trust in God.
Yes.
And faith.
Yes.
To believe, because a
yes.
lot of people say that they're reading, but their life doesn't show that.
Absolutely.
They are.
Absolutely.
And so as we think about speaking in tongues and different things, we still have to really read the word, trust
yes.
God.
Yes.
Trust
yes.
God with
yes.
all of your heart
yes.
before you start moving
yes.
and doing certain things. It has taken me years to get to where I am today.
Oh, yeah, me too.
And
yeah.
because
still working on
yes.
and because when we have that faith and when we trust God to do what he's supposed to do. When we mm-hmm. have different things within us, God said, regardless of all these things, you can speak in tongues, you can do this, you can do that.
Right.
But if you do not have charity,
that's right.
if you do not have like that whole heart to love and to do for others,
yes.
he said it's worthless.
Right well, you now, know, a lot of people don't know what faith is, though.
Right now, we're getting ready to go hear a song by Rogers, and the song is Cover Me, Lord. Please, Lord, cover me. Cover me for everything, Lord. Because I can't do it. I can't do it. We'll be right back with you in a few minutes.
Cover me, Lord. Create in me, Jesus, a clean. Spirit, Jesus.
Thomas, and we're talking about speaking in tongues in the church. We know we had a lot of conversation about that. People don't understand about that, and I believe a lot of times it's the unbelievers that walk into a building or walk into a church, and they see people saying all these words coming out of their mouth, and they don't understand. And to them, it's confusion. And they like, well, what's going on here? So when they walk in and they see that, a lot of them get frightened. A lot of them may stay and see what's going to happen afterwards. A lot of them say, I don't understand. Well, what's going on here? This is something different. But we as believers know that when you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking directly to God. So they tell you, when you do that, have someone there to interpret so that the people that don't know about it can understand what's going on. Speak in their language so they can understand them. Because God is a God of not confusion. He don't believe in confusion. And to them, it looks like confusion. So we got to be very careful with that. I know a lot of times you can get caught up in the moment. I've been there many times. I got caught up in the moment. And, okay, am I speaking to God or am I just going by the flow, by what everybody else is doing? Am I really speaking to God? I had to ask myself that question till he realized and let me know. So we have to be very concerned. So our subject today is talking on speaking in tongues in the church. Are we allowed? How do we do it? And which way do we go about it? So Evangelist Terry Ellison, Evangelist Doris Thomas is here with me, and we're going to have a discussion on that today.
I want to say one thing. That's why he has an interpreter in the congregation to be able to let the people know, to be edified, what God has said to the person that is that has the gift to speak in tongues. That's why he puts the edifier in there, and he puts the person that he has given the gift to speak in tongues. So those are like partners. Okay. So when the saying, when the Holy Spirit comes upon the person that is speaking in tongues, it's totally unfair for the people that are in the congregation to know what God has said to the person that is speaking in tongues. This is why the church needs to have an interpreter, so people won't think the people just talking off the top of their head.
But first of all, and so, if a non-believer asks me about speaking in tongues, this is what the advice that I would give them.
Okay.
Is to, first of all, you have to increase your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get into your word and get to know who God is.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
If a non-believer come into church for their first time and they see all this, then you know all the myths and different things that are told to you.
Right.
And you have to be so patient and careful how you tell people about the Lord.
Yes.
And then a lot of times that's why our men don't come to church.
Mm.
Because they also think, oh, I ain't finna go in there with all that mess. Most of y'all are just faking.
Mm.
And so across the whole country,
mm-hmm.
there are men that don't go to church for number one, because of the myths that are going on.
Yes.
And then instead of us, you know, direct and say, well, you know, years ago they used to take you in the upper room and you had to try to speak and speak and speak and do all those things. All those myths are still going around. And so today, the advice that I would give any unbeliever that comes into my church, you need to read the Word of God.
Absolutely.
Increase your faith, number one. You know, read. Get your trust in God.
Absolutely.
So that you will understand instead of everybody telling people. I think that they need to tell them to read your Word.
Exactly.
Increase your faith.
Exactly.
Because back in the day, they had us in there sweating and carrying on. And you know that wasn't right.
Yeah.
Okay? And so then we come out, number one, frustrated. We come out leaving the Lord because we feel like someone is pressuring us to do something that we don't even understand as young unbelievers, and then a lot of the believers.
I just want to share a little that what happened to me. You're absolutely right about that, Minister Dorse, that it happened to me in 1998, and I was in the regular church, and I was going to church, and I didn't know nothing about the Holy Spirit speaking in tongues. And so a friend asked me to come to go to their church, and they were speaking in tongues. And I said, well, I want to do that. What's that? You know, I said, I want to do that, too. So they said, we're going to take you in the back room. And I'm like, okay. So they took me in the back room. And the thing that got me, and I tell this when I did a couple of messages, and I told the people, that they just laughed about it. And the woman said, well, all you got to do is just move your lips and just say, bubba gum, bubba gum, bubba gum. And the other lady said, all you got to do is just say, should about a Honda, should about a Honda. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like doing that and nothing happened. Okay, but wait a minute. Nothing did happen. I'm like, they looked at me like something's wrong with her. She didn't get it. She was supposed to get it. First of all, the reason why I didn't get it, because you didn't have it. I found that out later. But first of all, so when I got home, the 2 days later after I got home, and I said, well, Lord, I want to speak in tongues. I want that gift. I love to have that gift. I want to share that gift that you of speaking in tongues. Got in my shower, started taking my shower. All of a sudden, I just start praying and praying. All of a sudden, all these words start coming out of my mouth because it wasn't there. So you got to be very careful when you have young people coming into the body of Christ who is directing them to do this thing. Because if it's, the persons are not right, it's not going to flow. God's not going to flow. God is not going to flow in no mess. And that's what we got to be careful to tell them about it.
You know, from some of the things that I see today that are in the church, God gives gifts to a teacher, a preacher, people that are inside of the church that are filled with God's Spirit and following God. Where he gives gifts to people to help people that do not know the word. This is why he has teachers, preachers, evangelists, ministers, all of those are not doing today in the church what they're supposed to do, but God has given them the knowledge to teach the children, to teach the elderly, that who are not connected with God. So there are gifts, like I said earlier today in what we were talking about, that there are so many gifts that God has given Christians, but they're not using them to help the church, to help the people, to help the community. So this is what's going on a lot of times. They don't even know what the gifts are themselves.
Okay, we'll be right back. We'll hold that right there. We'll be right back. This is Michael Jackson, the man in the mirror, and that's what we got to look at ourselves first before we can say about anybody else. Check on yourself. Check out what you're doing before you tell anybody else. We'll be right back with you in a minute. See? joining us today on Speaking in Tongues in the Church. The different conversation people's been having about that and the theories they got about that and people don't understand. We just want you to know the truth. It's our mission here. The women of the community, Evangelist Ellison, Minister Thomas, we're here to tell you the truth. So go to your word. Get into the word of the Bible. Look up the scriptures talking about speaking in tongues. Seek information so you'll know what you have to do. We thank you for joining us today, and we'll say God bless you, and just remember, God loves you, and so do I. Have a great day. It's gonna feel real good. Some more. Just live yourself. You got to stop it. Yourself. I gotta make that change today. You got to not quit yourself. For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin online.
That's A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N.
Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% Black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Think you can't afford life insurance? Think again. You might be surprised at how affordable it can be. 80% of Americans overestimate the cost of life insurance. Maybe it's time to swap a few small expenses for some big peace of mind. Life insurance can protect what matters most, and it's the right thing to do. Let's talk today. So call me, Marvin Smith, at American Family Insurance at 614-986-3105. You can also visit my website at marvinsmithinsurance.com. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence Magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. It's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the US EPA.
Our government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick.
I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
At TalkTainmentRadio.com, we don't just talk. We don't just entertain. We've combined talk radio with the latest in online entertainment. with the ability to listen live at no cost 24/7. We are the premier online radio station. Outperforming the digital quality of our competitors, our shows are produced in a state-of-the-art studio by the best radio professionals in the business. Hosting live shows on location at some of the area's greatest and most popular events, we give you exactly what you want to hear with talk radio that matters to you. Join us online at TalkTainmentRadio.com, where you can listen live or play podcasts from the best shows in online talk radio. We give you a reason to come. We give you a reason to stay. TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard.
I'm pretty good now.
Welcome back. Welcome back to TalkTainmentRadio.com. I'm Evangelist Patricia Smith, and here with me is Evangelist Terry Ellison and Minister Doris Jones. And we've got a subject today that we're talking about is speaking in tongues in the church. Is there a confusion about that? And I say that sometimes it is, because a lot of people, especially unbelievers that come into church, don't understand what's going on. All I hear is a lot of gibbering and jabbering and people jumping up and down and things coming out of their mouth. Some people slobbing, some people laying on the floor, rolling on the floor. And they're like, well, what's going on? It looks to them like it's confusion. But the Bible says that God is not an author of confusion. He's about things in decency and in order. So when you walk into a church and you see that, as a believer, we look at that and we'll say, okay, are they really filled, or are they just emotionally filled? We know that God gave speaking in tongues a gift. It's a gift, and he don't give everybody that gift. Everybody can't have that gift. So here with me is Evangelist Terry Ellison, Minister Doris Thomas. You know, what's your views, ladies, on that, about speaking in tongues in the church and the confusion that's going on? What do you think about that?
Well, speaking in tongues is a gift that God gives, not everybody, but he gives them to those who he knows that is qualified to do that. He gives interpreter. That's a gift, but God knows who that can interpret to what he has said to the person that has the Holy Spirit that is talking, communicating with God, so the congregation will know what he is saying. Those who do not understand it, are newcomers that don't understand about the laws and the way God handles the business of right. In the church, what happens is that he calls that gibbering when yes. You hear people speaking in tongues and there's no interpreter. So interpreter is definitely supposed to be in the communication with the church when there is someone talking in tongues to be able to edify the whole church and let the congregation knows this is what God is telling the person that is speaking in tongues.
Absolutely. And then, first of all and stuff, we have to get an understanding and some good teaching in the church today.
Yes, we do.
To understand, first of all, that there's two different things that you can, you know, pray. As you learn, you can begin to pray. When you're alone by yourself, you're meditating, and you're concentrating on the Lord, the Holy Spirit comes in.
Absolutely.
And then you begin to pray, and then after that and stuff, you begin to get an understanding
yes.
of what you're doing, what is actually required of you
yes.
from God, and the Holy Spirit will come up on you, and then you know, each and every person, as their faith increases and yes. as God gives you your gifts, then you become more knowledgeable, more learned. And then after you begin to pray, sometime for me, as I pray and I give that quality, quiet time in meditation to God, and then the Holy Spirit comes on, and then I can begin to communicate mm-hmm. spiritually with the Lord.
Amen.
So
Amen.
That is that's the that. Way that people yes. in their private time can begin to speak in tongues to God. Mm-hmm. Now, when you're out in public at the church, and then when you hear people speaking in tongues, and like she said, there is no interpreter. But it's okay. When you're in your private time,
yes, it is.
And you're with yes. God, then the Holy Spirit and God, that's a time for you to connect with God
yes.
and have that connection.
And you know what? I just want to clarify, elaborate a little bit more on that, because what I've found out and what I've seen over the years is if there's a lot of people, 6, 7, 8, 10 people, and they're speaking tongues and there's no interpreter, like I said, it's confusion for the unbeliever because they don't know what's going on.
Yes.
But here's the thing that I've learned over the years. When you get that gift and you're speaking, God gives us a will, right? We have a will, so we don't have to continue with that. Right. If it's confusion, because he will show you that there's confusion here, that everybody's speaking and nobody's getting no interpretation of it. Right. So if you have that in discernment with the Holy Spirit, Spirit, in your spirit, you will be quiet and go to yourself between you and God.
Yes.
And won't allow the confusion to be in the church.
Yes.
Because we're accountable. We as believers are accountable for the unbelievers when they come into the church of God or come into church to know what's going on. So please. If you want to know more about this conversation, please join in.
Yes.
Call us at 1-877-932-9766. Call us and join in. If you have any questions about it, we would like to know what you think about it. But that's where we come in as believers, knowing the difference when to let our will down and say, I'm going to be quiet because there's confusion here, and I'm going to let somebody interpret what I'm getting ready to say.
Yes,
that's why you have to know the difference between speaking in public and then speaking in your private time with the Lord. Everybody can get that private one-on-one with the Holy Spirit and God. And see, that's the whole frustration.
Yes. Right.
And young believers, even believers that's been in church for a long, that's where the frustration comes in. And so then that's when they begin to mimic.
Yes.
You mimic what you do.
Yes.
Instead of really seeking the Holy Spirit in your private time.
Absolutely.
So that's the difference that people get confused.
You're and he tells us that we are supposed to have our own closet with him.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have our own special place in our home, that we can go to him. That's our throne, to be connected with Jesus.
Right.
But you know, like I said earlier, people aren't giving their gifts that God has given them. Like I said, some ministers, some preachers, some prophets, all of those are supposed to help the newcomers coming into church. Every church should have someone that can help educate with God's word. Some churches need to let them have, when they come to join church, have a program that they have to complete maybe in the church at such and such amount of time on Sunday morning. Instead of them going to Sunday school, they go through training of certain things they need to know. Our church do it now. Our church still does it. So that's why I'm saying about it, because I see so many people strengthen of some having classes, maybe 5, 6, however they want to set it up, that they learn some of the steps that a new Christian or a new person coming into church or coming back to church from being out there in the worldly things, how things are supposed to be set up. The churches aren't educating the people like they should with the gifts that they have sitting right there inside of their congregation to help. The Bible says help one another.
Absolutely.
So if you're not helping nobody to know about Jesus, then you're wrong. You're doing the wrong thing.
Right.
He ordained us all to do that.
Right.
We don't have to all go to church. To be a minister, to go to be a preacher. We all have the gifts of knowledge, of knowing those who know and study the Bible, who are truly Christians. All you have to do is look around, see newcomers coming in, know they need help.
That's right.
and people walk on by them like I'm gonna get mine, and that's wrong.
That's right.
This is why this program that Christian women in the community means so much to me,
mm-hmm.
because I see so much in the community that people, and they call themselves Christians, and they're not doing not one earthly thing to help them. Yeah. I got mine. That's what they're saying. But you really ain't got it because you ain't doing what God said for you to do.
Exactly. Because we're supposed to reproduce
ourselves.
That's right.
We're supposed to reproduce young people.
Yes.
Right.
And so, but you have to, you got to know the word for yourself.
That's right.
People don't read.
They don't
read. Because when
right.
you read, then, you know, your mindset is going to be changed. You're going to do more.
That's right.
You're going to do more. And today there's so many spectators. They're spectators. They don't care. Like you said, mm-hmm. Evangelist Ellison, mm-hmm. I got mine. You got to get yours.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and stuff. I hear you. But if you do, you that will to love
yeah.
life and
yeah, will.
You know, have good days mm-hmm. and, you know, all that, and you keep your tongue refrained from helping someone else, then you begin to speak guile. Guile means that you're going to trip people up.
Right.
When you fake
right.
speaking in tongues. Oh, well, you know, I'm just going by what everybody else do because I know I'm saved. No. No. Tongues does not mean that you're not saved or anything. That's a gift, as we've been talking about. That's your gift.
That
everybody don't get that gift.
And the gift, and the Bible tells us the purpose of the gift. The purpose of the gift is to serve others.
Yes.
And to edify
yes.
the church.
Yes.
So if you're edifying yourself, you're not doing your purpose.
You're
so
smart.
What are you doing?
Running with Satan.
Huh?
Running with Satan.
You're just gibbering off at the mouth.
Yes, right.
If you use a purpose to serve you, to be there for you. We got this song coming on here. This is the song coming in. It's playing right now. And we'll be right back with you in a moment. Just a minute. We'll be right back.
What you told me.
Because them guys are terrific. They are awesome.
Yes, they are.
So please try to come. We'll get back to our subject on speaking in tongues. And speaking of tongues in the church, I like the way Minister Doris said about the privacy of speaking in tongues. It is such an awesome. If you desire that gift, God will give you that gift. If you desire it, and it's in His will, because everything got to be in His will. Mm-hmm. We can ask for a lot of stuff, but it might not be in His will for you.
Right.
But if it's in His will for you to have it, ask for it, and He will give it to you.
Yeah.
And you will see a difference in your life. You will see a difference in when you hear things. I've asked Him for the spirit of discernment. He has given that to me. He has given me a spirit of speaking in tongues. So I embrace it because it's a gift. And anytime somebody give you a gift, what do you do with a gift? You cherish that gift. You love that gift. And you work with that gift. And you say, thank you for that gift. I don't care how small it is, how big it is. This is what God will do. So we're going to continue with that conversation on speaking in tongues.
Yes.
And Sister...
Proverbs 18:21 mm-hmm. says, the first thing when we're talking about your tongue,
mm-hmm.
It says death and life is in the tongue.
That's
right.
And the power of it. It has power.
Yes, it does.
And so when you are running your mouth and your tongue, mm-hmm. it can kill people, which it has done.
Oh, yeah.
Or the love that you put out.
Mm-hmm.
It says that you shall eat the fruit thereof.
That's right. That's right.
That's what the yes. word says.
That's right.
And so when we are not learned in the word,
mm.
you need to take that little tongue and be quiet.
Yes.
Because
yes.
you will kill the unbeliever,
mm-hmm.
even some of the believers in the church.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so many of us walk around and we're unknowledgeable.
Yes.
Of what the word says about the tongue. Speaking in tongues, but then the word says when you use it,
yes.
and you don't put love and the truth in it, guess what? You put in there. You put death.
That's
you
right.
put death to people.
That's right. That's so true.
And then you confuse people. That's why so much confusion about speaking in tongues.
Right.
Because people have not been taught
Absolutely.
The real purpose.
Absolutely.
Yes, you know, in your private time
yes.
with the Lord. That yes. means that you got to learn.
It's all about a relationship.
Yes,
it's all
relationship
with
God.
He can give
yes.
you anything if you ask Him.
Your tongue could kill yourself.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
absolutely.
Yes.
You hurt
yourself
with your tongue. You can hurt your own self.
You can slap yourself
in the face. Yeah, that's right. And can't get out of the smack.
Exactly.
Here.
Exactly.
Can't get out of it.
Exactly.
But there is so much that people that who are really serving God,
mm-hmm.
really believe in God,
yes.
really walk with God, they have so much knowledge
yes.
to give these young children that are coming up. The Bible says the old and the young
mm-hmm.
need to work together.
The That's right.
young will learn from the old,
right.
and the old will learn from the young.
Yes,
my granddaughter helps me
yeah.
on a lot of
I
things that
yeah.
was
yes.
going on today
yes.
that we didn't have in our day. The
That's
computer,
right.
all
no,
these electronical
not,
things
yes.
are coming out.
Yes.
But also, we can help them to know how to walk with the
right.
Lord,
yes.
how to read the Bible,
yes.
how to love
yes.
one another,
right.
how to treat your mother, how to treat your father. See, these kids aren't getting all that today. They're coming out of houses where it's a curse, put it like that. Whatever grandma did, whatever great-grandma did, mm. it just trailing on down the line from the generation
to generation.
Generation.
Right.
And it's very sad. These kids are getting mistreated,
and
for real.
Right. And I do believe that's another subject I think that we need to talk
yes.
about.
Yes, yes.
The discernment of spirit of generational curses.
Yes.
A lot of these young people don't know, why am I acting this way? Because, right. well, hello,
yes.
great-grandma, great-grandma.
Just traveling on down the line.
Break that. Just get rid of that.
Get rid of it.
I had to break a lot of generational curses that was in my family.
Yes.
Because it was flowing through. And I was like, oh, you know, it stops right here. It stops right here. And I had to let them know it.
It will
and
not.
And I think that we need to come with a message on that one day on our program. Break it. You can break it.
It will not stop unless someone stands up in the family with their shoes tied up to tell the truth. See, parents lie a whole lot. They act like they ain't never did anything. So the kids are falling what they see them doing today.
That's all they know,
you know. And that's a sad thing. I used to think my parents was mean.
Right.
But I thank God I had the parents that I did have. They ain't mean today to me because my grandma said, just live long enough, Terry.
Keep on living.
And I done lived long enough to see what my kids and their kids, you know. But
that's what the Women of the Community on a Mission and Spirit and Truth is really all about. We're about giving the truth. We're about helping this generation that comes. Our time is going, but that's okay. While we're here, we're going to continue to minister, to talk to the young generation, let this generation know you don't have to go through a lot of stuff that you're going through. We're going to show you some things. So that's why I love these ladies. They're dedicated. They get into their word. They want to know it through the word of God and how we're supposed to love each other, help each other. We got our issues. We have to pray. I have to constantly pray every day.
Every day.
I said, Lord, thank you for getting me out of bed because my body don't want to do it, but I need you to help me to do this. So we got to continue to fight because we are definitely in a war.
Yes.
The enemy is upset because he's on his way out. But we have to teach these young generation coming up. We got to help them to stand and fight. And continue to have the faith and the love to keep on because the kids are being born. There's more kids coming. There's more. This is 2020. It's going. And I thank God that we're still here. So I thank God for you guys.
Yes, you know, Women on a Mission has a charge on us.
Yes.
Of what we do.
Right.
Our charge is to get into the community to help those who need help.
That's right.
To direct some things that we need to let them know the truth on some things. Some kids don't even know the history of their family.
That's right.
See? Oh my goodness. That's a sad thing for me.
It is.
Not to know the history on you. And that's got children confused.
Yeah,
too. There's some of them don't even know who the father, who's this and that is. And mothers make mistakes, don't get me wrong. But we can let them know who the father is if we know who the father is.
That's right.
See, that's messing up children too.
Yes.
And then men are messing up their children because they don't come to see them. Or they don't spend time. They don't give a nickel. They don't give a dime. So there's a lot for all people that are walking up under the authority of God. Yeah. We all have a mission to help our people.
Exactly.
And that's what God has charged us with.
Generation.
How are you going to speak in tongues and you don't know how to help nobody?
And 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 says this, and though I have all these gifts, I have prophecy, understanding of all mysteries and all knowledge, and I thought I had all faith.
Go ahead.
I could remove mountains and have not charity.
I have nothing.
I am nothing.
All right.
I am nothing. And that means that even though I sit up here and I say this, but guess what? If you do not move and help others and have charity and volunteer and teach, those are simple things that God asks us to do.
We want to thank you. Thank you, ladies, for coming and helping to get this out. You know, I know there's so much. There is so much that we have from the Women from the Community on a Mission in Spirit and Truth. We have so much that we want to share with you. And we're going to share. As long as the Holy Spirit allows us to share, we're going to share. Because it's all about sharing the Word of God. And I thank you for being with us today. So join us next time with the Women of the Community on a Mission in Spirit and Truth here at TalkTainmentRadio.com, the way radio should be heard. God bless.